Oh, Hatlasu. Today we're going to start talking about the personal survival conversations. This is section 5 out of 6. The personal conversations include ways to introduce oneself and also some polite language. Really, they're a grab bag. They're everything that didn't fit into the other 5 sections of the survival conversations. Conversations 21 and 22 are a basic self-introduction. 21 asks, what is your name? 22 asks, who are you? And these are prompts for person B to introduce themselves by name and also to say where they're from and who their parents are. That's kind of the minimum in self-introduction in Nuchanov. Conversations 23 and 24 are polite language. Can I help you? And thank you. In addition, the response to can I help you is please help me, which is also a lifeline. And so conversation 23 is an example where we get two birds with one stone because we get the polite phrase, can I help you, as well as the lifeline, please help me. And they just happen to work together as a mini conversation. In 24, we give you two different thank yous. There are many ways to say thank you in Nuchanov. So we tried to pick the two most important, and those are Tleko and Ush Yakshitlets. Between these, speakers differ on which one of these is a more everyday thank you and which one is a more formal thank you. In Barkley sound, they're both used pretty much interchangeably. But in central and northern regions, a lot of people feel that Tleko is a strictly formal thank you. So be aware that this is something that differs by region and by person. Conversation 25 teaches us how to say, I love you. This is the old version of the conversation, which goes, do you love me? I love you. This is probably going to get revised soon to, I love you too, which is an actual conversation that many people have every day. But for now, let's practice the conversation as written. I'd like to break down the words in conversation 21, achaklahak oklamah. The most meaningful part of these words is the suffix tla. The suffix tla means to be called, to be named something. In okla, that ending consists of the k, bardel, and long a. But in achaklahak, the ending consists only of the bardel and short A. Because it changes shape like this, it can be hard to recognize this ending. So I'm going to write these out for you as well. I'm going to write out the analysis, that is. In conversations 21 and 22, the main point is to learn how to introduce ourselves. So it's the B sentences that are the main points of these conversations. The A sentences are mainly there as prompts, to prompt person B to be able to do that. But this is also an opportunity for us to teach people the difference between 21A, achaklahak, and 22A, achakhak. The difference is only 21A has that suffix that means to be called. The thla is the part that means to be called. So achaklahak is asking, who are you called? What is your name? Whereas achakhak is just asking, who are you? It's a more general question. Achakhak. Who are you? Many learners remain confused about this for quite a while because these two words sound so similar. Please notice the thla, the presence or absence of the thla, and be aware of the meaning that it adds to the word. When people introduce themselves in Nuchanov culture, they often go on quite a long time because usually when we introduce ourselves, it's because we don't know each other yet, and we want to know how we're connected. Because if we're both from different places on the West Coast, we're probably related somehow. So we might find a tribe that we're both connected to, or a village that we're both connected to. We might even find an ancestor that we share if we go back far enough. So it's not unusual when people introduce themselves to name their parents, their grandparents, even their great-grandparents, and where their ancestors came from, which villages, which tribes. We're purposefully keeping it short here, just because we're starting out, and we're only going to talk about where we're from and the names of our mother and father. So, for example, when I introduce myself, it'll sound like Oklamah Adam, Histakshitlah Si'ah, Ohokwah Iqsu Elspeth, Ohokwah Nu'iqsu Kent. We were just talking about the places that we're from, which we can use in conversation 22. I usually say Histakshitlah Si'ah, Histakshitlah Si'ah. I'm from Seattle. Sometimes I say Histakshitlah Pastinat. I'm from the United States. Histakshitlah Pastinat. Other places that people in this class are from include Tsuma'as, Tsuma'as, Port Alberni, Yusu'us'at, Yusu'us'at, Yuklulit, and Nia, Nia, which is Nia Bay. Notice that the vowels of Nia are long, long in Nuchanal. There are lots of words like this where we already know the word in one language, and then when we try to learn how to pronounce the same word in a different language, we get interference from the way we're used to pronouncing it. So Nia is going to be like that for some of you. The English pronunciation Nia and the Nuchanal pronunciation Nia are not the same. I've just broken down the word Ohokwah into its meaningful parts, which are Oh, meaning to be. Uk is a possessive ending. Mah is a mood ending, meaning I. Put Mah and Uk together, and they mean my. Nuchanoth actually doesn't have many possessive pronouns like my, your, his. Instead, we get those meanings by combining a plain pronoun with a possessive. So possessive plus I equals my. Get it? So the uk plus mah means mine, and the oh means is. And Trinity said that to her, oh means that there's information coming. That's because oh means B, and B is kind of like an equal sign, right? It says A equals B. A is B. In this case, my mother is Beth. I'm taking two descriptions and equating them, saying that they're the same person. The person named Beth and the person who is my mother are the same thing. So, Ohokwah, if we gave this an English translation, it would be something like mine is, which we could never say in just one word in English. And I think this is why it's difficult for English speakers to grasp what this word is doing. We could compare it to the simpler sentence, Oh Ma Beth. If I asked, for example, Achakhaya Thutsme'i, who's that woman? Achakhaya Thutsme'i. An answer to that could be, Oh Ma Beth. She is Beth. Oh Ma Beth. Now compare Oh Ma to Ohokwah. Both of these have Oh plus a mood ending. The difference is that Ohokwah also has a possessive in it. So whereas Oh Ma is just about who she is, Ohokwah is about what something is that is possessed by someone. That may seem a little strange, but sentences like this, possessive sentences, are extremely common in Nuchanoth, and you'll eventually get lots of practice making possessive sentences with the ending uk. I don't expect you to be comfortable right now with what uhuk means, but I wanted to explain this to you both to help you start to understand it and to avoid you trying to give it an incorrect interpretation, which I've seen many learners do. Learners who really want to define it using another single English word, they try to find an English word that matches the meaning of a hook, when in fact there is none. Conversation 23 sounds like this. Chamuthas hupi su'wa. Tlakshi is hupi. Can I help you? Please help me. And I'd like to point out something interesting that's interesting to linguists. When I ask Chamuthasupi Sutwa, I and you have to be conveyed by two different pieces, right? The mood ending on chamuthas agrees with I. Chamuthas, can I. And the word su'wa means you. But in the reply, thakshi ishupi, both you and I are in the same mood ending. The mood ending on thakshi is agrees with both you and me. And that's a special property of the command endings, that they can agree both with a subject and an object. So the interesting thing is the subject and object appear on the same mood ending in thakshi ishupi because it's the command mood. But in chamuthasupi su'wa, I and you have to be expressed by different words because that clause is in the question mood. Let's take a look at conversation 24. There are two thank yous in this conversation, and to both, the response is chu. People often ask, how do you say you're welcome in New Chonalth? And the answer is, you don't. In fact, it's common to say nothing when someone thanks you in New Chonalth. The important thing when someone thanks you is just to listen. That's the polite thing. But if you feel the need to say something, as many of us do, who were taught to say you're welcome, you can say chu, because chu can mean I acknowledge what you said, I've heard you. Conversation 25 is I love you, ya akuk hak si'ya. Sorry, I want to focus on 25b, ya akukwa su'wa, I love you, ya akukwa su'wa. Interestingly, this is a possessive sentence, just like ohokwa iksu beth, my mother is Beth, ya akukwa su'wa, I love you is technically possessive. It has the same uk in it. Do you see the uk in ya akukwa? Ya'uk literally means pain or hurting. So when I say ya'akukwa, I'm saying something like, you are my pain. And I think what's happening here is this is the word ya'uk, although it means hurting, it can also express deep love. And it's equating it with pain because they're both deep feelings. You know, it's this tendency to use to find extreme ways to describe our deep feelings when we want to show someone how much we love them. And that's kind of what we're doing here. We're comparing love to pain because they're both deep feelings. And grammatically speaking, it's possessive. I'm saying that you are my pain, or you cause deep feeling for me. Ya akukwa su'wa. Another a weird thing about some of the conversations in section 5 is that some of them have multiple lines. So for the most part, the survival conversations consist of mini conversations, each one consisting of one sentence, a one sentence call, and a one sentence response. But in conversation 22, A asks a chakhak and B has a three sentence reply. So this is a little weird, but I can see that you've all figured that out by now. Conversation 24, we have two different ways of saying thank you. So the way we usually practice this is person A picks one and just one of the thank yous, and person B responds chu. So the multiple lines are treated differently in conversations 22 and 24. In 22, B is expected to say all three lines. In 24, A picks one or the other.